just one halakha in the laws of Bet Knesset, the laws of the synagogue. Sometimes we find in some of the synagogues that they have picturesque walls, which means they brought an artist in, and they draw on the walls different pictures of animals and different things like that. So the question is it permissible to pray in front of these walls? Because it looks like you're bowing to these images that are on the walls. So the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Yitro makes a difference between if the images are flush on the wall or they're protruding off the wall. For example, one hangs a sheet on the wall of some sort of picture, or a picture itself that's protruding off the wall. So he holds that if it's on the wall itself, so then it's enough if you close your eyes, then you can pray in front of it. But if it's actually sticking out of the wall, it's protruding, then even if you close your eyes, you have a problem. Chababadya himself argues on this and says, in all situations, if a person is standing in front of that wall and he closes his eyes when he prays, so then it's permissible. If he's praying, his eyes are open, so it looks like he's praying to these items. The main issue really that Chababadya discusses is sometimes you see on the parochet, on the veil that they put over the aron, sometimes they have a picture of an embroidered lion. They put two lions, let's say, on the aron. Chacham Avadya quotes from many sources that say that this is forbidden because everybody's facing the aron. And when you have a picture of a lion, so it looks as if you're bowing down to these images over here. And therefore he recommends the people to donate these parochot to make sure not to put the lions, and if it's there already, he prefers that it should be taken down and replaced with a different type of parochet. He brings this down from Maran of Yosef Karo, that wrote an extensive teshuvah on this, and of Nafkat Rochel. He also brings this in the opinion of Rav Chida, of Haim Yosef David Azulai. So therefore the halakha, if anybody's interested in donating a parochet, it's a good idea. But just be careful that it does not have the image of a lion or an animal on the parochet itself, and it would be advisable to switch it.